My desires were never, I want to be a businesswoman and own my own business by 35, or, you know, those kind of things. That was never me. My goals were always, I want to see as much as I can see. I want to have as many different experiences as I can. I want to know as many different kinds of people that I can. And so I think I thought I would be married, sure. I thought maybe I would have children. And I just thought I would be a really active, fun person with lots of friends and lots of activities and things. I would have a bustling life. That's what I thought.
So how long have you had scleroderma?
I was originally diagnosed in the spring of 2005. However, we found in December of 2008 that it had, in fact, began to affect my lungs. And that's when the physician told me that it was, in fact, terminal. They gave me an average lifespan from that point on of about 5 years. At this point now that we speak, it's been about 4 years. And so it has decreased my lung function, my ability to breathe. As we speak now, I'm functioning on somewhere between 15 and 18% total lung function. I cannot walk far without the use of supplemental oxygen. So I carry an oxygen tank with me. There's no running. There's no walking upstairs.
Do you think about dying?
Sure. I think it's impossible to avoid.
Are you scared or do you feel angry about where you're at right now with it?
I feel scared. And for me, I'm not afraid to die as much as I'm afraid of the process. As far as my physical abilities, the more that I become limited, what will that be like for me? There's so much I don't know.
When you have those feelings or those moments and you're thinking about it, how do you deal with that? What do you do?
I do a lot of reminding myself that it's just sort of the way that it is. The truth is that I spend a lot of time remembering what's good about my life and what's brings joy and happiness to me. And those things help kind of calm the fears, like family and my friends. And I am very happy with my role as super aunt, as I like to refer to myself, just because I get the opportunity to spend a lot of time with my nieces and nephews. I still feel like I'm a relatively happy, productive member of society and still contribute to the lives of the people around me. And I feel like that's important to focus on.
So whether it's a year from now or 10 years from now, that things, you know, come to a close for you, I mean, what are things that you still hope to accomplish?
I still want to go. I still want to go as much as I can for as long as I can. I don't care if I have to use a wheelchair or somebody has to put me on their back. I don't care. I want to go and I want to see people and places and things and experience everything I can.